verifying Bending Spoon's software roll-up model, an Airtable acquisition claim. Bending Spoons pursues a roll-up strategy of acquiring software with existing customers and recurring revenue, then increasing cash flow through a shared operating system, cost reductions, and pricing changes. However, the August 2026 Airtable acquisition and the listing and financial figures require further verification through official announcements and regulatory filings. Even using only the prices provided, the decline from the peak is about 89%, not 81%. Bending Spoon's core strategy is not to buy failed software, but to acquire services that retain their brand, customers, and recurring revenue even after growth expectations have diminished. Cost consolidation and price increases can improve short-term cash flow, but they may create long-term costs through customer churn, damage to product trust, and accumulated technical debt. Claims that Airtable was acquired in August 2026 and that Bending Spoons listed on NASDAQ in July 2026 are difficult to treat as confirmed facts until transaction disclosures, statements from the parties, and securities filings are provided. Comparing the provided figures of $11.7 billion and $1.285 billion yields a decline in value of about 89.0%, which does not match the stated 81%. For a B2B work platform such as Airtable, security, availability, data portability, support quality, and contract renewal rates indicate the success or failure of an acquisition more accurately than pricing does. Bending Spoons is less a digital junkyard that indiscriminately buys up old apps than an acquisition operator that reassesses the customer bases and recurring revenue of software that has lost its growth premium. After acquiring established users and brands, it integrates technology, marketing, payments, and customer support into a common system, then redesigns costs and pricing to increase cash flow. However, the latest claims in the provided materials, including the August 2026 acquisition of Airtable, the July 2026 NASDAQ listing, debt, and user numbers, were not accompanied by official transaction announcements or securities filings. This article therefore distinguishes among verified business principles, claims requiring verification, and scenarios that would apply if the acquisition is real. First, the claim of a 2026 Airtable acquisition must be verified in a corporate acquisition. The announcement, signing of the agreement, regulatory approval, and closing are separate stages. An agreement announcement stating that a company will acquire another company must be distinguished from the closing at which legal ownership transfers. Likewise, a listing involves separate stages: planning, filing a registration statement, setting the offering price, and the actual commencement of trading. The main claims in the provided materials need to be verified as follows. Claim current assessment evidence needed for verification. Bending Spoons acquired Airtable for $1.285 billion in August 2026. Independent verification required official announcements from both companies, transaction agreement or regulatory filing, and closing date. Bending Spoons listed on NASDAQ. July 2026, independent verification required ticker symbol, trading commencement records, SEC registration statement, and final prospectus post-listing valuation of approximately KRW 41 trillion. Independent verification required number of shares outstanding, reference share price, fully diluted, share count, and exchange rate used total debt of $4.36 billion in March 2026. Independent verification required audited financial statements and net debt schedule, 500 million monthly active users, and 9 million paying customers. Independent verification required company disclosure specifying the scope of calculation and deduplication criteria. The figures themselves also require scrutiny. If the amount fell from $11.7 billion to $1.285 billion, the simple decline is as follows. $11.7 billion $1.285 billion divided by $11.7 billion times 100 approximately 89.0%. Therefore, if the two amounts are compared using the same basis of enterprise value, the decline is approximately 89%, not 81%. For the figure of 81% to be valid, an explanation is needed as to whether a different reference price or debt and cash adjustments were used. Directly comparing the post-money valuation from a private funding round with the equity value or enterprise value at acquisition also requires caution. What is the bending spoons model? This strategy can generally be described as a software roll-up or buy-and-build model. After acquiring multiple software companies, the operator consolidates overlapping functions and shares centralized operational capabilities, seeking higher margins than each company could achieve if operated independently. The typical cycle is as follows. Identify software whose valuation has fallen as growth expectations have weakened. Acquire the brand, customer data, paid subscriptions, and payment history. Move infrastructure, development tools, marketing, payments, analytics, and customer support to a common operating system. Restructure staffing and product lines, and redesign free and paid plans and renewal pricing. Use improved cash flow and borrowing capacity for the next acquisition. This is largely the opposite of early-stage startup investing. Startups invest capital in uncertain future growth, whereas roll-up operators focus on how much stable cash can be extracted from existing customer relationships. What kind of software becomes an acquisition target? A suitable target for a bending spoon-style strategy is not a product that has disappeared entirely. Its growth narrative may have weakened, but it must still retain economic assets, established brands and customer habits. A brand that users have remembered for years can reduce the marketing cost of acquiring new customers. The more deeply a product is embedded in workflows, the harder it is for users to switch, even if a competing product is cheaper. Predictable recurring revenue such as monthly or annual subscriptions, ticket fees, and storage charges makes acquisition financing easier to structure and future cash flow easier to estimate. However, contracted revenue differs from revenue that will actually renew, so customer retention must also be considered. Reducible overlapping costs, economies of scale may arise when cloud infrastructure, payments, advertising purchases, data analytics, customer support, and administrative organizations previously operated separately by multiple companies are consolidated. However, cutting essential maintenance staff can cause outages, security vulnerabilities, and development delays that result in losses greater than the savings. High switching costs, years of accumulated notes, files, workflow automations, permission settings, and external integrations make it difficult for users to move. This increases pricing power. But if a provider exploits the difficulty of data migration to impose excessive prices, customer trust and regulatory risk will worsen. Four ways to improve profitability after an acquisition method. Expected effect risk that must also be considered: organizational and infrastructure integration, lower fixed costs, and reduced duplicate investment, weaker incident response, and slower product development, pricing, and plan restructuring. Higher average revenue per user, increased cancellations, brand damage, and migration to competitors, reduced free usage limits, conversion of free users to paid plans, lower new user acquisition and negative word of mouth, centralized marketing and support, economies of scale and automation, failure to resolve complex inquiries, and a standardized customer experience. Higher revenue from price increases alone should not be treated as proof of success. Even if average revenue per user doubles, total revenue and long-term customer value may not improve if the number of paying customers falls by nearly half. Renewal rates by cohort, net revenue retention, support wait times, and product incident rates must be measured together. What the Evernote case shows Evernote is a useful example for understanding the bending spoon strategy. Its years of accumulated notes and attachments, entrenched user habits, and widely recognized brand give it higher switching costs than a typical new app. After the acquisition, changes involving product development direction, free account restrictions, and subscription pricing directly affected user choices. The economic logic of this case is clear. If some free users are converted into paying customers, and the average amount paid by existing customers increases, revenue and cash flow can improve even if the number of users stagnates. Conversely, if fewer free users join and long-term customers move to alternative services, the future pool of potential conversions may be depleted. The provided materials state that Evernote's infrastructure costs fell by 47% in 2025 compared with 2022. Average revenue per user increased 2.5-fold, and 51% of new paid subscriptions came from existing free users who had reached their limits. Because the calculation criteria and original disclosures for these figures were not provided, it is safer to treat them as metrics requiring verification rather than cite them as verified performance. Risks when growth and debt are combined, the revenue of an acquisition-driven company can increase rapidly as soon as it buys a new company. However, consolidated revenue growth is different from growth generated independently by existing products. Distinguishing acquisition growth from organic growth, acquisition growth: the portion added to consolidated results from the revenue of newly acquired companies, organic growth. Growth generated by pricing, customer numbers, or increased usage within the same products and a comparable business scope. Currency effects: fluctuations arising when revenue generated in different currencies is converted into the reporting currency if the provided materials claims of 95% revenue growth and 13% organic growth in 2025 are accurate. A substantial portion of the overall expansion came from new acquisitions. However, this must also be verified through financial data that includes the comparison basis, acquisition timing, and whether currency adjustments were made. Expansion of acquisition financing: if acquisition spending exceeds operating cash flow, the company must cover the difference with cash on hand, new share issuance, or borrowing. As reliance on debt increases, the following variables become important: adjusted EBITDA relative to net debt, cash interest expense, and interest coverage ratio proportion of variable rate debt loan maturities, and refinancing schedule contingent payments under acquisition agreements, potential goodwill impairment if growth stops or customer churn exceeds expectations. Profits decline while interest and principal repayment obligations remain. A structure that must continually acquire larger companies to sustain its growth rate is particularly vulnerable to rising acquisition prices and interest rates. Why Airtable would be an especially difficult test: Airtable is a work platform combining a database, spreadsheet-style interface, automation, and application-building capabilities. If an acquisition has actually been announced or completed, the central question is whether an operating formula that worked for consumer apps can also be applied to a mission-critical enterprise system. Differences between B2C and B2B evaluation criterion: personal productivity app enterprise work platform purchasing decision made quickly by an individual involves administrators, security, legal, and procurement departments. Difficulty of migration focuses on exporting personal data, requires transferring permissions, automations, APIs, integrations, and audit logs. Price sensitivity relatively high, evaluates total cost together with the risk of business disruption. Support requirements focused on general inquiries, requires SLAs, dedicated support, incident notices, and recovery plans. Standard of trust features and ease of use security, availability, compliance, and change management enterprise customers may not switch immediately merely because prices rise. However, if support cuts affect incident recovery, security reviews, or API stability, large-scale churn may occur at renewal. Because enterprise contracts are large, the loss of even a small number of customers can significantly affect revenue. Are AI coding tools competitors? Generative AI and AI coding tools reduce the cost of building simple internal apps. That does not mean they automatically replace managed platforms such as Airtable. A custom-built app requires not only development but also authentication, permissions, backups, monitoring, security patches, and long-term maintenance. Accordingly, the competitive landscape is less a simple contest of no-code versus AI coding than a total cost of ownership comparison among the following three options. Subscribe to a managed platform such as Airtable. Use AI tools to develop an internal system directly. Combine the two approaches by building custom features on top of a platform. An easily overlooked issue: data portability and operational governance. Evaluating an acquisition solely by investor returns overlooks the switching costs borne by customers. For enterprise data platforms in particular, data ownership and portability are as important as product pricing. After an acquisition, enterprise customers should review the following items. Can raw data and attachments be exported in standard formats? Can automation rules, interfaces, permissions, and audit logs also be transferred? Can API limits and pricing policies change during a long-term contract? How much advance notice is provided for service termination or major pricing changes? Are the location and deletion procedures for backup data specified in the contract? Are changes to subprocessor and security certifications disclosed? Are alternative procedures available if mission-critical operations are disrupted? This issue is not unique to Bending Spoons. It applies when evaluating any roll-up company that acquires established software and changes its pricing and operating policies. Customer lock-in can be an economic moat for investors, but it can also create operational concentration risk for customers. Metrics to monitor after the acquisition. If the Airtable transaction is officially confirmed, it would be more useful to track the following metrics over 12-24 months than to focus on first-year price increases or workforce reductions. Area key metrics, meaning customer retention, gross revenue retention, net revenue retention, number of large customers, health of the customer base, after reflecting price increases and churn, product reliability, uptime, number of major incidents, mean time to recovery, whether cost reductions have undermined stability support, first response time, resolution time, repeat inquiry rate, actual quality of automation and staffing changes, product investment release cadence, API changes, speed of security patches, balance between cash extraction and long-term competitiveness, financial health, organic growth rate, free cash flow, net debt, interest expense, whether the company can grow and service its debt without acquisitions, customer choice, scope of data exports, notice of contract changes, cancellation procedures, whether switching costs are becoming unfairly high, overall assessment. The strength of the Bending Spoons model lies in acquiring already proven demand rather than developing uncertain new services. If centralized operational capabilities are genuinely more efficient, the company may also reduce the technical debt of older products and extend their useful lives. Its weakness is that the gains from cost reductions and price increases are not unlimited. If product investment and support are cut too aggressively, customer lock-in weakens, while debt accumulated for further acquisitions amplifies declines in performance. Ultimately, a sustainable roll-up must do more than make it difficult for customers to leave. It must continue giving them reasons to stay even after prices rise. If the Airtable acquisition is confirmed, it would not simply be a transaction adding a larger app. It would test whether the monetization formula used for consumer services can be applied to an enterprise data platform where security and reliability are critical. Conversely, until official evidence is confirmed, it is appropriate not to recirculate the acquisition price, listing valuation, workforce reduction plans, and financial figures as established facts.